From the editor-in-chief's desk, Prof. Farida Khanom is an author, editor, translator, public speaker and former professor of Islamic studies at Jamia Millia Islamia, New Delhi. Among her books are A Simple Guide to Islam and A Study of World's Major Religions. She has translated into English many books authored by Maulana Wahiduddin Khan. Currently the chairperson of CPS International, she is a regular contributor of articles to various publications. Prof. Khanom has edited Maulana's English translation of the Quran, and has also translated his Urdu commentary on the Quran into English. She can be reached at spiritofislamperiodical@mail.com. Calamities and afflictions. The last few years have seen a tremendous rise in the number and gravity of natural and man-made disasters. Swine flu, COVID-19, and now monkeypox have changed how we live and interact with people. Climate change has become a reality. Desert areas that would see rain rarely are now being flooded due to incessant rain, and the areas known to harbor cold conditions throughout the year are experiencing heat waves. Armed confrontations between countries in many parts of the world have severely impacted the world population while at the same time displacing millions of people from their homes. Historical records show that throughout human history, natural disasters and calamities have been affecting the human population in different parts of the world. Here, we will examine such events in the light of the scriptures. The book of Exodus in the Old Testament describes the 10 disasters inflicted on Egypt by God. These disasters are known as the plagues of Egypt. They serve as signs and marvels given by God so that the rebellious people of Egypt and their head, the Pharaoh, might realize the greatness and glory of Almighty God. The Bible says, "When I raise my mighty hand and bring out the Israelites, the Egyptians will know that I am the Lord." Exodus 7:5. The plagues of Egypt are mentioned in the Quran thus, "We afflicted Pharaoh's people with shortages of food and famine so that they might take heed." 7:130. It becomes clear that we cannot attribute calamities and afflictions to mere chance. There is a divine plan behind them. Such calamities arise from human beings' misuse of freedom granted to them by God. Human beings consider this temporary and limited freedom absolute and without consequence. They forget that they are accountable for every deed they do. Moreover, they forget their Creator and fail to acknowledge His blessings. We cannot attribute calamities and afflictions to mere chance. There is a divine plan behind them. Such calamities arise from human beings' misuse of freedom granted to them by God. Thus, there are two lessons that we need to learn from such adverse events. First, these calamities may arise due to our deviations while using God-granted freedom and natural resources. Additionally, these test our faith in God. In adverse situations, we are compelled to review and scrutinize our mode of living and our beliefs. This is mentioned in the Quran, and most surely, we will make them taste a lesser punishment before the greater punishment so that perhaps they may return to us in repentance. 32:21. Do they not see that they are tried every year once or twice? Yet they do not repent, nor would they be admonished. 9:126. The calamities serve the signal purpose of waking us up from our slumber of forgetfulness. We would have learnt our lesson well if we mended our ways, removed all negativity from our hearts, cultivated well-wishing for all, and acknowledged the bounties and blessings God has bestowed on us. Prof. Farida Khanom.